The Regia di Caserta is the largest royal palace in the world by interior volume. 2 million cubic meters, 1,200 rooms, 1,742 windows, 34 staircases, 247 meters long, 184 wide, 5 stories tall. It is so big that on aerial photographs, it looks like a small town that someone has accidentally roofed over. It was built for one reason. Charles VII of Naples, who would later become King Charles III of Spain, wanted a Bourbon residence to equal or surpass Versailles. He commissioned the architect Luigi Vanvitelli, and Vanvitelli started work in 1752. The palace and park together took most of the next century to finish. UNESCO inscribed the whole complex in 1997, alongside the Vanvitelli aqueduct that feeds the fountains, and the Bourbon silk-making colony at San Lucio. When you walk in, the first thing you'll see is the Scalone d'Onore, the grand staircase. A single flight rises out of the central vestibule, then splits into two, framed by marble lions and lit from above. Even visitors who have done Versailles and Schönbrunn and the Royal Palace of Madrid stop on those steps. It is the moment Vanvitelli was building toward. But the palace is only half of Caserta. The other half is the park. The park's main axis runs 3 kilometers from the rear facade of the palace, straight out across formal canals and reflecting pools, past 5 colossal mythological fountains: Diana and Actaeon, Venus and Adonis, Aeolus, Ceres, the dolphins, and ends at the Cascata Grande, a 78-meter artificial waterfall pouring out of Monte Briano under a marble tableau of Diana, surprising Actaeon. Off to one side is the English garden, added in the 1780s for Queen Maria Carolina, sister of Marie Antoinette, one of the earliest continental examples of the picturesque English style. Romantic ruins, a crypto-porticus, the Bath of Venus, a rare botanical collection. Now, a practical warning. The park is much bigger than first-time visitors expect. 6 kilometers there and back, on a straight gravel allée, almost completely shadeless. Most international visitors assume a stroll, not a near marathon, and either give up halfway or arrive at the cascade too tired to enjoy it. There are 3 good options. Walk it, but only if you start at opening time and bring water. Hire a bicycle from the gate, popular in spring and autumn. Or take the shuttle bus that runs along the axis with stops at the major fountains. In July and August, when Campania regularly sits above 35 degrees, the shuttle is the realistic choice. Plan 3.5 to 4 hours minimum, ideally a full day. The royal apartments take 75 to 90 minutes. The axial park with the shuttle takes another 90 minutes. The English garden adds 45 minutes. And it is the section most often skipped by visitors running short on time. Visitors who skip it reliably regret it. A few practical notes. The palace is closed on Tuesdays. The first Sunday of every month is free admission, which means it is mobbed. Best months are April, May, early June, late September, and October. Personal photography without flash is permitted throughout. Star Wars Episode 1 shot the Naboo Royal Palace interiors in the long enfilade of staterooms, and Mission Impossible filmed there too. Under 18s enter free with ID, of any nationality. Getting here. From Naples, Trenitalia, regional trains run from Napoli Centrale to Caserta every 15 to 30 minutes, journey time about 35 to 45 minutes. From Caserta station, the palace gate is a 5-minute walk straight ahead. The station was deliberately aligned with the Regia's main axis. Most international visitors stay in Naples and treat Caserta as a half-day or full-day excursion. From Rome, take the high-speed train to Napoli Centrale, about 1 hour and 10 minutes, then the regional connection, total door-to-door time about 2 hours 20 minutes. Caserta works as a long Rome day trip, but the timing is tight if you want to do everything. Better to combine with Pompeii or Naples and overnight in Naples. The most rewarding pacing for a Naples-based day looks like this. Palace interior at 9:30 to 11:00. Lunch in town at 11:30 to 1:00. Park and English Garden from 1:30 to 5:00. The afternoon walk back, downhill feeling, with the palace as your backdrop, is rewarding even if you rode out. When you stand at the top of the Scalone d'Onore and look down, remember what Vanvitelli was trying to do. Build a Bourbon palace bigger than Versailles, in a country that already had Pompeii. He succeeded at the first part. The second part was always impossible. Enjoy your visit.